Welcome back to another episode of the Takeoff Podcast. I am your co-host, Sean.
And I am Reese. And today, it's, what is it, Thursday? I think it's February 8th.
I'm gonna go at the elephant in the room here. We did miss 2 weeks, okay?
Yep, we did. We took a little break. Hey, we cranked out, what, 5 episodes?
It was like 3.
Pretty sure it's more than that.
Or 4, maybe.
Maybe 4.
Okay.
It took a little halftime.
Regardless, it was not out of a malicious intent. No, it was just...
We just got busy.
We got busy. Things. We ran out of guests.
But the point is, we're back, you know? We didn't just take a break and be gone for like a year.
It wasn't a 5-month break or a year break. We're right back where we started.
Our point is, this might happen. You know, we might, you know, there might be moments where we take breaks. You know, we get busy.
There's a lot of shit going on in our lives right now.
Yeah. Okay?
A lot. So
we're busy people. We're adults now. This isn't high school anymore where we could just be like, hey, man, I'm going to come film a podcast, whatever, like we used to.
Yes. So that being said, we apologize. Okay. No, I don't want any hate about that bullshit. but we're back, so don't even worry about it. We got a couple of good topics today that we kind of discussed. We didn't really discuss. We just kind
of... Yeah, we got a couple things we're going to talk about. I want to start it off, since it's a current event, in like 2 days. Was it Super Bowl? What is it? What are we at now?
58.
That's wild. Yeah. That is wild, because, dude, it feels like Super Bowl 50 was like yesterday.
Literally. Fucking Broncos winning.
But anyways, so Super Bowl, if you don't know, I'm sure you do. If you're listening to this, I mean, I guess some people might not, but...
This Sunday.
Chiefs and the 49ers, I'm just going to go out and say it. I'm not a big 49ers fan. I do like them. I think they're a cool organization. I like Brock Purdy. I know there's a lot of haters on Brock Purdy, but the guy's a dog. But I hate Pat Mahomes, and I hate the Chiefs. I'm just going to go out and say it. So, obviously, I want the Niners to win. That's who I'm going to pick to win, personally. But, yeah, I think they win by 14.
14? That's crazy. Yeah,
I think it's going to be 27-13.
My bone to pick with the NFL at the moment. So, I'm not really a huge fan of anybody in the NFL. The one team that I wanted to make it to the NFL or to the Super Bowl absolutely choked on a huge fat cock last week or 2 weeks ago, and it was the Lions. The Lions choked on a huge fucking girthy
just meter, a juicy dude. One, huh?
Because they're beating the shit out of the 49ers. Walked in halftime, like they let their balls hang a little bit. Forgot who they were.
Were they up by like 17?
It was literally 24-3. I'm pretty sure.
I think something it was like 17. That. I think it was 20-3.
Was it? It might have been. Yeah, it might have been 20.
Either way, they were up by a lot.
Let's
choke that up.
49ers.
I was okay. I wanted either of those teams to win. I really did. I kind of wanted the Niners to win a little more. Just because. I don't know. Like I said, I like Brock Purdy a lot, and I hate that people hate on him so bad.
Bro, it was literally 24-7 at halftime.
Yeah, it's nuts. So 17.
24-7, and then they choked, let Christian McCaffrey just run all over him, and then choked.
Another dog, by the way. Christian McCaffrey's another dog.
So my prediction, I hate both teams. I don't hate both teams. I don't like...
Can't really hate on the Niners.
I don't like either team. In the Super Bowl right now, I fucking hate the Chiefs, so I'm going to go Niners.
I literally hate everything about the Chiefs. I hate Pat Mahomes. I hate Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift, bitch.
Yeah, dude, and this is the issue here. This is the problem here. Nobody wants to watch the Super Bowl, and every 30 seconds, the camera be on the box where Taylor Swift is. All right? I'm there to watch the game. I'm there to watch any football game. I'm not there to see Taylor Swift in the fucking box. All right? I don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to hate on anybody, but it pisses me off a little bit. Like, why is she out there? Why are we... You know, she has all the right to be out there, but why are we putting the camera on her so much? That's the problem that just irritates me.
I could not agree.
Like, we're not at a Taylor Swift concert, man.
I just don't... I got the 49ers, but I got them by 3 in overtime. That's what I'm going to put.
OT. Do you know there's only been one OT Super Bowl?
Really?
It was the one where the Falcons got beat.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In all Super Bowl history. Well, I mean, modern era.
Like, not world championship.
Yeah, not like when they didn't know how to throw the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting that.
I just think the 49ers got it, but based on talent and skill, the 49ers easy. But the Chiefs are just like, Reese told me the other weekend, like, the Chiefs in the playoffs are just a completely different team. And I can agree with that. So I think that, bro, as favorite is 49ers by two.
Whoa.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I you know, I can hate on Pat Mahomes. Like, I don't like him. But the guy is, he can play ball, man. And you can never, like, count him out. Like, seriously.
He's pretty nuts. I think that, I don't know, this one says the win probability for the 49ers is 53.4%.
That's probably 50, just live 46. Betting, though. Like, that's probably where they get those.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I think is right. I think it's going to be close as fuck. Because, like, the Chiefs are not, I guess the only Super Bowl that I've ever seen Pat Mahomes go down without a fight in was against Tom Brady. And
well, he was still trying.
He was fighting.
It was just that team, they were giving him nothing. And
that boy, he literally threw a ball while he was flipped upside down.
Yeah, like 40 yards.
And hit the receiver right in the face. Was it Tyreek?
No, it wasn't Tyreek Hill. I don't know.
He hit whatever that receiver's name was right in the face. Yeah, in the touchdown, like 40.
Yeah, the guy was like literally like up. Like I don't even know how to describe how
he was literally parallel with the ground.
Yeah, and just
head,
threw it.
His head was turned upside down. Threw the ball sidearmed, with his right shoulder close to the ground. By the way, it wasn't like he was throwing like I don't know.
It was wild. Not to switch it up too fast or anything, but. I know we talked about this in one of our episodes. It got cut kind of short. We have had somebody reach out asking us to talk about this.
Wait, before we go into that, I want to talk about Taylor Swift a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Because, as you guys know, Reese and I's favorite artist is Post Malone. And so he's getting featured on her new album. I didn't know that until Reese told me that. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. That's he's true. On one of her. Yeah, but I don't think the album comes out. It's not for a long time. Really? I just saw he posted on his story.
Well, so that is really shitty for me because
it is hurtful for me too.
I hate.
I just here's the thing. I maybe call me a hater, you know, and I am hating. But the thing that pisses me off about Taylor Swift, dude, is I don't understand how she got that big because I listen to her music and I just can't get into it, man.
Dude, I like Antihero.
I don't even know what that shit is, dude. Like, I don't even know.
I like that song.
I you know what song I did like when it came out was Bad Blood.
That's a fire ass song.
Yeah, it is.
That is a fire. But that was before she was famous as shit still back then. But like before she had her like new era fame.
Yeah, but she was huge then.
Yeah, for sure. But it was before like all these fucking weird like emo bitches came out.
And yeah, now they'd be talking about eras. Yeah. Like, what do you mean eras? This bitch been alive my whole lifetime. Do I have eras? No, I'm 20, bro. To me, an era is like every 10 years. Was she got two eras? I don't understand it. I don't understand
what's going on. I don't know what they mean by eras either.
Dude, do you hear that though? They always be talking about, oh,
I don't like the eras tour.
But they always like ask what era is your favorite. You ever see that?
No.
I've never seen that. I'm not going to lie. I've only seen one video on it. But it was like, they asked like, what's your favorite era? And these girls were like answering their favorite. There was like weird names to them.
Bro, so have you ever watched like the YouTuber Loaf?
No.
He's fucking hilarious. He went in, I don't remember where it was, but it was like this Taylor Swift concert, and he went outside in like all Kanye merch with sign like, I'm on Kanye's side or something.
Hey, dude, we need Kanye to come back just to do something to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, bro.
And seriously, we do.
He went back, and he was like, I'm on Kanye's side, like just trolling all these Taylor Swift fans, and they were like calling security on him. Like, these police were like threatening him and shit.
I bet the Swifties hate Kanye, bro.
Yeah. It's bad.
Just for the one thing he did.
Bro, and dude, my girlfriend, like, she... Mia used to be a fan of, like, Taylor Swift.
But, she doesn't like... Because of how big
bro,
she got?
She hates her right now.
Yeah, because like, she's so huge, bro. And it's fucking annoying.
She hates her because, like, at the Grammys or whatever, she, like, announced, like, her fucking, like, new album and shit like that. And everybody's, like, giving her backlash because they're like, those are your, like, peers, not your fucking fans. Like, they, like, are your colleagues, pretty much. They don't want to hear that shit, like... Blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like her in general.
I think she's...
She's probably a good person.
She's way too put on a pedestal. I think she's fucking a weirdo. And I think she's shady. I think that people worship her the way they should be worshiping God. And I think it's ridiculous that we can put a person that high above literally anybody else.
Well, I mean, there's been people like that big, I'm sure. I mean, like, it's just annoying.
No, but like Michael Jackson was like that big.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been a bunch.
But, like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, worshiping someone like that is actually fucking ridiculous. And if anybody are listening that is like that, fuck you. Stop worshiping a
this
person,
is, this
bro.
Is a... This I don't is care. Such though. An uncensored episode. I love.
Here, here's the thing. I love though,
it.
Is if you're literally worshiping a woman that will be forgotten in 100 years. By the way, maybe she won't.
Well, it's just kind of embarrassing too.
But
like, bro,
how the fuck do you have that little self respect for yourself to worship somebody like that? It's okay to be a fan. I'm not saying you can't be a fan. Bro.
I think most of them are, but you're right. There is some.
But like, if you're one of those fucking hard T Swift stans that literally worships her, go fuck yourself. Like, grow up. Grow the fuck up. Be your own person. Think for your fucking Damn. Self, bro. Have a brain. Have your own fucking brain, bro.
Our female listeners' percentage just dropped dramatically.
I don't care. And there's some dudes that are out there like that, bro. Like, if you're fucking a Travis Scott stan, if you're a Travis Scott stan, you fucking worship Travis Scott or whoever it may be, bro. Grow the fuck
they
up.
They might say that about us in Posty, though.
This is true, but fucking think for yourself, bro. Have a fucking brain, dude. Like, I'm not sitting there worshiping Post Malone.
No, yeah, me
like,
either.
Post Malone, yes, is my favorite artist. Would I love to see him in another concert? Absolutely. But I'm not going out there. Dude, I have, like, 2 shirts, maybe, of Post Malone shit. Maybe. Like, I'm not fucking sitting there, like, literally cutting my hair and shit to look like this bitch. Like, yeah. I don't understand that shit, bro. So, yeah. if you're a Swiftie like that, bro... Don't fucking talk to me until you grow up.
I'd love to have a conversation with Taylor Swift. Seriously, I would. I would like to ask her, like...
And I would be nice. Like, I would... Like, I don't know. I wouldn't fucking freak out about
it. No, I'd be chill, too. I'd be like, hey, man, like, do you think it's cool, you know, when they record you during games? Because I don't. And I just want to know, like, if you think it's cool. And I would hope... You know what? We're not going to get into it. We're not going to get into this right now. Anyways,
all right, we can move on to our next topic. I just want to get that off my chest. I just have a problem with people that
that's like that's my issue, and that's what sucks about this Super Bowl. It's like, you know, I keep seeing all this stuff. Well, she might not make it back. Apparently, she's got like a concert somewhere. I don't know, but it's like if she makes it back, you know, she will be shown on that screen at least. What would you say the over under is? I'm saying over under 10 times.
Yeah, I was literally gonna say people are probably betting on it.
I would bet. The over, if it was at 10, I would, because the Super Bowl is already a dragged out game. It's they make it last for like 8 hours.
It is fucking nuts, bro.
The halftime's like 2 hours itself. But anyways, we'll go into it. You know, somebody's been heavily requesting this, really wants us to talk about it,
which it's okay, because I don't know. I don't have the best of knowledge on it. The only knowledge I have on it is
I don't
what
either.
I've heard.
But I like talking about it because it does lead into something I personally am very interested in. Not interested. It's just it's interesting to me. I just want to know, like, because there's so many weird like things. Like, anyways, we'll get into it. Topic mainly was Bob Lazar, but and aliens. You know, that was kind of the main thing. Anyways, if you don't know who Bob Lazar is. Look him up. It's kind of hard for me to explain.
I'll do you guys the justice.
I'll kind of explain what I know. So he used to work pretty much at Area 51, Groom Lake, same thing, pretty much same area. And he used to work on reverse engineering, UFOs. Pretty
this
much.
Guy
that
pretty
was,
much
that was his claim to fame.
His backstory, okay? He was like a straight up fucking super smart guy, like just a straight scientist. Yeah. He would like put jet engines on cars and shit, and like he had like a was it a Civic that was like a jet engine?
No, he made yeah something like that, and then he made like a Corvette or something that was hydrogen powered or something weird.
Yeah,
I don't know. This guy's a scientist.
Anyways, he supposedly so this is the biology whatever the bibliography or not the bibliography the
just kind of his background. Yeah, just like. What he was.
Yeah. So, basically, Robert Scott Lazar is an American businessman and conspiracy theorist, which a lot of people right. say he's conspiracy theorist.
I already don't like this shit.
This is just, a biography, not a fucking bibliography. What I don't know what I'm saying. So, basically, who claims he was hired in the late 1980s to reverse engineer extraterrestrial technology. So, that's the UFOs we're talking about. This work supposedly occurred at the secret site of S-4, a subsidiary installation allegedly located several kilometers south of the United States Air Force facility, popularly known as Area 51. So he said that he was like, I don't know how he got that job. I forget what it was.
What really brought him onto fame is he was working out there. He got fired, not because of what he was doing. It was a bunch of personal stuff.
That his wife part, was cheating on him, and the CIA tapped his phone.
And they thought her. He was unfit for work because she was cheating on him.
Yeah,
they
if we're going to talk about this stability. Guy, we need to tell him everything. Yeah. Because these fucking guys probably have no idea who this guy is. Yeah,
that's true. And so that's why he ended up – so after he got fired, he pretty much went public saying like, hey, I worked at this top secret base in Nevada, Area 51, Groom Lake. Same thing. Those are the same. It's just terminology. But anyway, said he worked there. And at the time, it was top secret. Nobody knew about this. This was in the 80s, I believe, is when this happened.
Yeah.
But so at the time, nobody knew about this Area 51. And he came out and said it. Well, they're like, oh, well, this guy's full of shit. This place doesn't exist. Well, years later, the government ends up releasing that it did exist. Well, so he wasn't lying.
Dude, I think it was
Barack. That doesn't necessarily mean he worked there.
Bro, wasn't it Barack Obama that was the first president to ever say, like, Area 51?
Like, to confirm it? Yeah. I think they kind of knew a little bit before that, but I believe you're right. But anyways, he, like, the point was that he had came out and said this stuff that at the time everybody's like, well, this guy's full of shit. Well, when it later came out, it was all true. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he worked there, but I mean, if that isn't the most evidence right there, when he's saying shit that didn't exist and then later on it became true, you know, like another one was like he talked about an element that they had found, a new element, you know, like on the periodic table. That
what was it called, bro? I forget.
Element like...
S14, wasn't it? Something like
that? No, it was element 1 something. 115.
Was it?
Yeah,
115.
Element 115. So he came out kind of around the same time when he was saying he was working at Area 51. He was like, yeah, we found this new element called 115. And at the time, wasn't on the periodic table. Nobody knew it exists. Well, later on, it comes on the periodic table after he had came out and said this years which before.
The Germans were the ones that like put it on.
Yeah, which is crazy. And that was in 2016.
No, 2003.
Well, it says right there is added.
Was only discovered in 2003.
Oh, it was discovered in 2003. But he had said all this stuff in like the 80s. So he was saying all this stuff. When he was saying it, people are like, wow, this guy's crazy. He's a kook.
20, 30 years it was coming out.
Yeah. To be true. And then it all came out to be true. And so that just added to him, you know, being truthful about this stuff.
Yeah.
What makes it more weird is now he has like his own lab. I don't know much about this, his life now. But he has his own lab where he does all this stuff, and I guess it just is regularly raided by the government, which is kind of weird because if this guy is just like a liar and doesn't know anything, why are they constantly raiding his lab, you know? But he said he worked on like what was it, nine crafts, something weird like that.
He worked on.
And what they were is they were all crafts that had crashed at some point in the United States, obviously, because this was the United States government working on it. And they were trying to reverse engineering, trying to figure out how to make it, how to, you know, engineer some, how they flew, how they worked, all that stuff. And that was his job. And so, yeah. And, you know, after him, he was kind of the first to do it, but there's been more and more people came out saying like, yeah, I worked out there. Now the government denies all this as they're going to. Oh, another thing he said is they would always take jets out of Vegas to go to work. They're always red jets, and like nobody knew that was a real thing. And then later on, they would see these red jets, and that's how they were getting to work. That was like another thing. But yeah, interesting guy, crazy dude. But he's really been part of like the whole exposing of like, you know, a lot of this alien stuff, you know. And then the government released what three videos in like 2019. Of crafts.
Yeah, and he, the thing that was like really crazy was they pretty much, the government tried to like delete him as a human being. Like,
yeah, they
he worked for, I had to look it up, but he worked for a lab called Los Alamos National Laboratory. And so basically they went in there and deleted like all of his files, like everything that made him like, or that said that he worked there. Yeah. And like, they were just like, this guy has no credibility. He never worked at this lab, like blah, 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 blah. They're trying to put it out in the public that like he didn't work here. And the only way that they found out that he worked there was they found him in like a picture in like a newspaper from like years before, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, something picture? Like that, yeah.
And that was like the only way it proved that he worked there, because they pretty much just deleted him as a human being. Like they were trying to delete like birth certificates, right?
I don't know if they're getting that deep, but they were doing crazy shit just because this guy was exposing it. I mean, like everything he was saying ended up being true, you know. And if he wouldn't have said it, who knows of the stuff we would know now, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nuts. Because
the government would have just kept denying it.
He was pretty crazy, and like he was like saying that he was seeing like aliens and shit, which I have my own theory about what he saw, because at that time, like, Russia was doing some crazy shit where they were like, this is another podcast that I listen to. So I'm probably not straight up accurate on the facts, but I'm going to give you just a little brief of what I understood. Basically, Russia did this thing where they like took like kids that were of the, how would you put this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would put...
Listened to that podcast.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
Annie on? Jacobson?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically...
This is crazy.
They would... And the United States was doing this shit too, apparently.
I'm sure.
Apparently, because a scientist that she talked to said this. Apparently, so if the United States government is listening, I am not accusing of anything. Apparently.
You think they're going to show up and fucking take you to jail, bro? Dude. She said that on the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So basically, what she said was that the Russians and the United States, basically, the United States picked up this program afterwards because the Russians were taking pretty much just like, I'm not going to say the word, but like kids.
Special needs kids
and like killing them and then like surgically altering them to look like aliens, which is really fucked up. So if you got a sensitive stomach, I'm sorry. But they were like surgically altering these kids to look like this. And then basically Russia, what they did was they flew over our airspace, which is like really fucking insane to think about. They were not detected, which is crazy. And like dropped this like, from a mothership, like a drone thing, which was just, it wasn't a drone. It was just another ship.
Trying to make it kind of appear like a UFO.
Like a UFO. And then it just like wrecked. And there was like just a bunch of kids in there that were like dead, deformed kids. Basically, they were like trying to just like fuck with us a little bit. Yeah. And it worked. And so the United States started doing that shit. And so basically what Bob Lazar said he found in there, he said he like walked past this window where he saw it for like 1 or 2 seconds and said that he saw like alienoid figures that were like humanoid but like alien looking kind of or whatever. Me personally, I think what they were doing, it was part of that program where they were surgically altering like little kids and making them look like that, because it just makes more sense that was the case because it was going on around the same time.
That's always the tough part for me, is like you see the videos of the government release of the crafts and all this stuff and like the crazy things that they're doing, that it's just not humanly possible. Like, we just don't know how to do that
yet. Unless we do and they're just not saying anything.
But like the thing is, like, if we knew how to do that, we wouldn't even be fucking around with jets.
This is true, but like also like you have to think from that point as like a national security standpoint.
If you think about it, G-wise, like, our bodies can't handle some of the shit that these crafts are doing.
Dude, though. I know, but our bodies can handle, like, up to, like, 10 Gs.
Yeah, but these crap, like, if you look up the super fast one, like, the calculated speed on it is insane, bro.
That's true.
It's, like, not even, and, like, it's doing, like, in one of them, it's literally going from hauling ass to complete stop and going straight up in the air. Like, just shit we cannot do.
It's just like...
Unless you might be right. Maybe we can do it.
The thing is, it's hard for me because of how advanced technology is now. Like, you never know. But also, then you have something called the fucking internet. And a lot of CGI...
That is true.
AI bullshit. And
that's my issue. Is like, the crafts... Like, I believe, you know, that some of these UFO things, and like, if the national government's releasing it, you could take it a couple ways. Like, maybe they're trying to cover something up. Or maybe it's real and they're legitimately being like, here's the deal. You guys are catching on to us. We don't know what the fuck this shit is. Because that's pretty much what they said. But the thing that I've always had issues with the whole alien thing is what they actually look like. Because I feel like that's one thing that nobody really knows. Like, who's to say they're even humanoid looking? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just that the part to me is what the actual aliens look like. That's the tough part for me, because it's like, I believe that there's things out there and there's aliens, but I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, yeah, they're the little gray things with the giant eyes. Like, I don't think that's what they look like. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't fucking know. Nobody knows.
I mean, for me, I I don't know, you know, like, I used to be, like, the same boat as you, like, thinking about, like, aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Recently, not recently, but, like, in the last 2 years, 3 years, I have taken a more religious standpoint on things, and I think that, is it possible for God to have made multiple forms of life? Absolutely, and I'm not going to question that. But for me to sit here and be like, yeah, like, 100% I believe that, I think I don't know that I can get myself to believe that. I believe in angels and demons. I think that that's obviously real, and I think that maybe there's some sort of life form out there, but I also think that me personally, the Bible is a history book, and it was shown, like, I don't know, God has prophesied things to show that he is true. So it's like, for me, does it show aliens in the Bible? I don't see any. I haven't heard of any. Does that mean they're not real? No. I could be chatting on my ass with saying that they're not real. But personally, from my religious standpoint, no. I don't really think any more that they are. It doesn't really cross my mind. However, I do believe that they were Nephilim, and that those are like giants that like walked the earth at one point in time, which could explain the building of the Egyptian pyramids.
Yeah, and here's my thing. This, what really gets me on the aliens is really, if in my opinion, if you look back, a lot of these structures and stuff that, you know, if you look at all our history books and what they teach you in school and stuff, they always say like, oh, humankind started at, you know, at this time and this is what happened. But now they're coming back looking at some of these structures. It was clearly built, you know, these aren't natural made structures that are way older than what they even thought humans were around for, or just not possible for humans at that time for what they say the technology we had at that time. So either a couple of things, either we had technology that was way more advanced than we thought, or we didn't, and something else built them that wasn't us, you know?
Yeah.
And well, that's what really, and so, that's where I believe that there's, because now you look at these crafts that they're showing videos of, and it's like, all right, it's to me, it's in the same boat. It's like, all right, that to me, that does not look humanly possible. It does not look like a human can do that. Or maybe we could build something like that, but if there's a human in there, how the fuck are they alive?
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's a lot of things like that in the world now. Like, the pyramids have always been, like, just one of those great wonders, you know? Like,
yeah, pyramids.
Another thing that stands out to me that a lot of people don't talk about, dude, the fucking Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
Stonehenge is wild to me, bro.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I honestly think it's crazier than, I don't think it's crazier than the pyramids, but I think it's just as crazy as the pyramids.
Another thing I think is also just as crazy as the pyramids is those, I can't remember, they have a name for them. It's where they're at.
The Easter Island?
No. Oh. Well, that's nuts too. But the, like, pictures they have that you can only see from space, that it's obviously something like, one's like a giant snake.
What?
In the earth. Like, they literally, like, carved the earth. But they're huge, bro. Like, if you're down low on the ground, you can't see them. But when you're up in space, look them up. It's something lines. I don't know.
Fuck, like, that. The movie, bro?
No, it's a real thing. I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I want to say it starts with an N. Just look up lines you can only see for space. You know, should have a picture of them. But yeah, pretty much are these giant fucking lines. Or pictures. They draw like pictures. They're like snakes and shit.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that called? Humanoid
drawing can be seen from space.
Well, click on it. There's a bunch of them, though. There's one's like a snake. They have a name for them.
I'm only seeing... Oh, yeah, like cows.
Yeah. There's a snake one, though. It's... What are they called?
What the fuck?
Maybe look up pictures or... drawings you can only see from space. Earth drawings.
Wait, Australian Desert Mystery.
They have a name to them, though.
This is called the Mary Man or Mare.
Yeah, but there's like a name for all of them.
Oh, okay. Earth drawings seen from space. There we go. Here. Okay, what?
Yeah, what? Let me look it up. What are...
Sorry, guys. We're trying to find this for you. It kind of like...
But those are crazy because they're so big. You can literally only see them if you're in the air.
That's pretty nuts. This thing is crazy.
Oh, here we go.
How they did that is nuts to me.
Yeah. Look at all of them. The Nazca. The Nazca lines. That's what they call them.
I've never seen or heard anything like this.
Yeah, look it up. Look at the spider.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking nuts, dude. They're in... You have to be in the air. They're so huge.
Hmm.
Yeah, this one's, like, famous because it's, like, the mockingbird one. They're in Peru.
Were they human, like...
Yeah, they're made by human. Like, when you're on the ground, they're, like, giant trenches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how big
they are. They dug them out on purpose?
Yeah. But it's, like, how did they see... How did they know what they're drawing?
Yeah, true.
Like, what the fuck? They're just... digging these giant trenches.
When did they dig them?
A long ass time ago.
Oh, it's supposedly like one of those.
Yeah. Mm. When
there's here's a penis for you.
Oh my god.
It's actually a penis drawing. All right.
But yeah, the Nazca lines. Pretty much these giant drawings that they made from trenches.
Oh, right here, bro. It literally said that when I clicked it.
Yeah.
They depict a wide range
between 500 BC and 500 AD.
Huh.
So they don't even really know. It's like
890 football or 890 field. Oh my god, 890 feet. Fuck.
That's crazy, bro.
They can only fully be seen
2.5 football fields, bro. Imagine digging a trench, a whole 2.5 football fields, right? You don't know what you're drawing, bro.
No, that's pretty
nuts. I'm sorry. You don't, especially not as good as these. If you're listening, look up Nazca lines, Nazca, and tell me how, bro. Like, you don't know what you're drawing.
The spider, that shit's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're like perfect lines, bro. Like, you could tell what that is. It's crazy. Yeah, like, there's this, like, little Martian man. Like, that is weird, though, bro. Like, he's got giant eyes. Kind of weird. The mockingbird's crazy, too.
Yeah, shit is nuts. Are they all next to each other?
Yeah, they're, like, all in the same... Like, there's a monkey.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, dude. There's a bunch of them. Here, I think these are all...
Oh, yeah.
But...
Wait, click on that. I want to see what they
are. I don't think this is a real image. I think
all of them together,
though? It's, like, a lizard, I would assume. Like, crocodile-looking thing. Spider. Hummingbird. I don't know. Looks like there's more over there. Yo, look. Cool. There's a plane flying next to them.
Damn.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, bro. They look fake almost. That's how perfect they are.
They look pretty cool.
But yeah, that's another thing where it's like, how? We didn't have planes back then. Which I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, everything I, as far as I know, planes were invented in the 1900s. So like.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah, so stuff like that. But yeah, that's kind of the whole. Alien rundown.
I like the mystery of...
It is. It's cool. It's something to kind of think about.
Man. I just like the mystery of, like... Not even, like, the pyramids. I can give a shit because it's just so talked about. Like, I gave up on talking about
that. But, dude, if you look at the pyramids, you know why it's so talked
about. It's so... Bro. Yes, it's nuts, but I'm over it, bro. Like, why have we not studied the Stonehenge? Like, the Stonehenge is cool as fuck, bro. Like,
yeah. Well, I think they do, but also you gotta think about, like, why are we just gonna sit there and act like those pyramids, bro? The thing that bothers me about it is we're just gonna act like humans did that shit.
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal.
It's crazy that they say that they did that shit in 39 years. And we're taught that in school, bro.
Yeah, and that we dragged... How much did we say those blocks were?
They weigh, like, two tons,
which was 4,000 pounds.
We talked about this in a previous podcast.
Yeah. But, like, they're supposedly dragged each one of those blocks 500 miles, which was the closest quarry.
2.5 tons. So... 5,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Each.
5,000 pounds. Yeah. My fucking ass, man.
And it was like hundreds of miles upstream.
And there's like thousands of bricks in each pyramid. Like, look how many bricks are right there.
2.3 million blocks of stone.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, that's like, and the fact that we're just going to sit there and write that shit.
An estimated 2.3 million blocks. I didn't know that. I did not know that it took 2.3 million blocks of stones.
At 5,000 pounds each. And humans are dragging them because there wasn't horses. They said there was no horses doing it.
Oh my god. What do you even fucking... Five... So it approximately weighs... 5.75 million tons.
Holy shit, bro. No way, dude. And how far were they dragging him? It was like 500 miles, wasn't it? It was something wild. It's nuts. But to the fact that we're just going to sit here and say that humans did that, it just bothers me. And that's a lot of those things. And that's why I think there's got to be, whether it's another life form, technology, I don't know. I personally think it's another life form. I think there's aliens out there.
So, let's see. Quarried at Giza, just south of the pyramid, found an area in a central field. Where the hell were they?
I don't know. The thing I saw on it was like a long ass ways away. I don't know if it was quite 500 miles, but, you know. Yeah, it's just nuts.
Okay, and now they're saying it was 27 years that they built
them. 27 fucking years, dude?
Yeah, holy shit. My ass, buddy.
That's nuts, bro. I don't know. That's where I think, like, hey, man, it's just not humanly possible. From what I know of what humans can do. Well,
like, what? You drug them up fucking ramps, buddy? Like, people that are like, yeah. They took them up ramps.
How?
You tried fucking pushing 2 tons up a ramp, fuck boy.
Any amount of humans, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... No.
That's literally... How much does a semi weigh? 4,000 pounds?
Like, yeah, probably 5,000.
Try pushing a fucking semi in neutral up a hill.
Probably more than 5,000, but still, yeah. Well, and those have wheels, bro. Yeah. That's a fucking block.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like saying, like, okay, 50 pounds of dog food...
And they did is 2.5 is a lot, right? 2.5 million?
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was like 2.3 million, is what it said.
Blocks?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, bro. No way.
Oh, wait. The quarries were located 9 miles away, downriver. Oh. But still, 9 miles? You don't have fucking cars.
Downriver. Like
downstream. Downstream. You're
so it wasn't like they were putting them bitches. Even if you put it in the water, it was it's not floating.
They were dragging him 10 miles. I'm gonna round up to 10 because you're literally dragging uphill.
I don't know why it does.
You're dragging uphill. 5,000 pounds. 2 million times.
It's just fucking stupid.
There's no way 2 million times. There's no way it took 2 million stones. I don't believe that. How many stones?
I don't want to change the topic up this fast, but...
Wait, hold on. I need to
figure this out. I do want to talk about something.
2.3 million blocks of stone. It's real. Holy shit, bro. You drug 2.3 million blocks of stone...
At 5,000 pounds?
Each up a hill. 10 miles. Mm-hmm. Uphill.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck my ass. No.
That's almost as believable as our grandparents saying they walked uphill both ways to school, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, shut up. No, you didn't. It's not how hills work. That shit pisses me off, too. I'm not going to get into that, but that shit pisses me off. Uphills
both ways to school.
I ain't got shoes on either. Shut up.
Pyramid of Khafre?
Anyways... So as you guys might maybe know, maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't, some of the listeners might be going with us, I don't know. We're taking our annual trip to Havasu in approximately a month and 2 days.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking crazy? And I don't know if you guys saw last year's, but pretty much it's gonna be bigger and better this year, honestly. We're taking almost double. We took 8 people last year. We're taking 15 this year, right? 14, 15.
15, yeah.
So almost double, which is going to be absurd. Bigger house. One more day. We're going one more extra day and night, which is crazy too. It's going to be nuts. I think it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'm excited for the road trip.
The road trip's always the best part. We always drive overnight. So we'll leave like
here's the thing though,
the night before
you're on the road trip. The only cool part of the road trip okay. The first 5 hours of the road trip suck ass. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like yeah. It's
the first five hours suck.
Until you hit Utah,
it sucks ass. Like driving in Wyoming, and you're just like super hyped to go somewhere like.
Well, it's also dark.
You're eager to get there.
So you can't see shit. Like
Wyoming sucks dick to drive in at night.
This part of the state.
Yeah. And last year when we went, the weather was so ass. So we're going to have to check the weather because if the weather is ass, we're not taking the Challenger.
Which, no way. Then that means we're going to have to figure something else out.
Which means I can definitely see if my Madre would let me use
Well, that you? Or we'll figure that out. But anyways, yeah, it's fun. We always leave the night before, so we drive overnight. We get there on the day we get to check in, and then obviously we usually drive during the day on the way back.
Yeah, we leave runs during the day. Night
because we always say, "Hey, we're leaving at 8 a.m. and we end up leaving at like 11.
Yeah,
which is stupid. I don't know why we always do that.
I don't know. But last year, the road trip there was fun. It's just more fun, like as when the sun starts to rise.
Oh, and you're hitting the Nevada desert. You're almost to Vegas, and you're like, wow.
You're like, what's that town?
And it starts right before Vegas? Mesquite,
bro. I love that.
Mesquite's kind of fun. We always stop there too.
Yeah, so. I like stopping in Mesquite. Mesquite's cool. St. George is cool.
St. George,
and
is
then
really
you
cool
drop
too.
Into Vegas, and that
usually we hit St. George right as the sun's coming up.
Yeah,
and then we hit Mesquite.
It's just a good vibe because that whole, I feel like that whole part of the states, bro, like right. That Arizona, Utah part, like.
Oh, I love
it. It just smells, the smell and the
scenery. I like the desert scenery
the
with like
aura,
the mountains.
Bro. Yeah, like it's just so nice.
There's like there's fucking, oh, dude. It's so fun.
I'm not so much excited for like partying, like the part of like, you know, like going to the beach and stuff like that. I'm not so much excited for that part. I'm more excited.
Sean's being modest.
I'm not being modest.
He's excited.
I'm more excited for the, like, I don't know. It's a week with the boys.
Yeah, that part is fun.
But, like, it's just like.
It's one of
Lake Havasu, I can't stress this enough, bro. Like, every time people ask me, they're always like, you just want to go party or whatever. It's not that, bro. Mm-hmm. Lake Havasu City.
For me, it is. I just got to throw that in there.
Here's the thing.
And being with the boys.
Havasu City, like, is a place that I would actually live in. Bro.
Oh, me
like,
too.
It is such a nice place. Like, it's very much so on the right side of things, if you get what I'm saying. I'm not going to make it political, but it's a clean city, and it's very nice and taken care of, and like it's just a beautiful part of the state, and it's so sick and warm, and I'm so excited. The one thing I'm fucking hyped
I do
for
like
is getting out of the cold-ass weather, yeah. Getting in the warm, bro.
Oh. I do like being with the boys. It's so fun, because when you're on a vacation like that, nobody has any issues, man. Everybody... It's like, it's so cool to just see all your friends just be like, just so like easygoing, and it feels like nothing's bothering anybody kind of thing. At least that's the vibe I got last year. And, you know, we're taking everyone we took last year plus a few more, and the people we're taking, I truthfully believe will be the same. And if it's not for them, that's fine. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have fun. And like I said, when you get in that vibe, it's just kind of, everybody's just kind of on the same page. It's like, man, this is just fun. Let's just hang out. Let's do our thing. We're going to have fun.
I can't wait to bake in the sun, bro.
Oh. Oof.
That's what I'm excited for. And that Mexican restaurant that we... Well, store.
Store.
That we always go to. It's
we're
so
hitting that
nice.
Up. Dude, we're cooking carne asada one night for sure. We got to.
And oh, this year, we got a fucking hot tub for our house.
Yep.
Let's go.
Lights. I think we're on the same street we've been on the last 2 years.
Excuse me, sorry. The pool is heated, but we have to pay $100 extra if we want to, but we can for a heated pool.
Right, bro.
I don't really. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't really want to be in a heated pool. So the hot tub will do for me, but I'm just excited to.
Especially if it does get extremely hot.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
It's so fun. You know, last year we were doing some crazy shit.
I was up to like 4 a.m. every night last year.
It was straight banger.
I can't wait to sit in the hot tub at 4 a.m, bro.
Yeah.
That is
well, that's just it. Is when you go, is like you're like 4 a.m. What the fuck were these guys doing? It's like, dude, you're having so much fun. You don't want to go to sleep. And I'm telling you, we would if we slept, it was literally about 4 or 5. We wake up at about 8 or 9, and we would go right back at it. We were just constantly because that's just like it's like what you do, man. You're with all your friends. You're hanging out. Like, why would you want to sleep through that? You know. And the guys who did sleep. We were waking their ass up, and they weren't mad about it because they're thinking the same thing. Like, man, I'm with all the boys right now. I want to experience it. It's like
a who's going to carry the boat situation, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And if you think about it, it's like one of those things. How many more times are we going to get to do this with all the boys, you know?
True.
Before people start having families or moving away or doing their own thing, it's just like you only get so many, so you might as well just
this
like.
This could be very well the last.
Yeah, I mean, it really could. Honestly.
Could very well be.
Yeah, it could.
Could very well be.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah, it could
will be.
Probably will be. I don't know. I want to try to keep it going as long as we can.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Then if it's not Havasu, you know, if we start getting older, let's have a boys trip to fucking Vegas, man. Let's go to a UFC event. Let's go gamble some money. Because I feel like Vegas is kind of the adult Havasu. It really is.
Yeah, but I would rather just chill in Havasu. Because, dude.
You would now, but, you know, you're going to grow up.
The thing is like, Havasu is not even, like, a kid place, bro. It's, like.
It's not. But I'm saying, like, college kid.
Yeah, but the thing is like, without the college kids there, it's also just a retirement community. So, all the adults there are just laid back. They're vibing. Fucking, because like, they're retired, man. Who they're don't like, give a fuck. They're all hilarious, bro. Like, that is also
there is. I'm sure there's some Karens. You know, you'll run into.
I have ran into zero in Havasu. Zero people that are dickheads.
Me. And well, they know, too. They know bro, that it's going to be like
that. Oh, yeah. Me and my buddy Randall, Caden, calling you out here. We walked about 4 miles uphill to our house last year.
Oh, uphill and, both ways, huh, buddy?
Yeah. And we walked straight through downtown because our house was on, like, the main street of, like, the all the bars and restaurants and stuff. And just, like, a couple miles down. And all the adults there, they're like 50, 60-year-old dudes, women that are just like retired who don't give a shit. They're just hilarious.
Yeah, no.
And just like talking to us, like chatting shit, just being funny, bro. Like,
well, they know too. I mean, when you move down there and you're retired, you know the month of March, there's going to be so many kids. Because there is. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's so many kids down there. It's like, it's literally 50-50 of college kids and retired people. That's all that's down there. It's so fun. It's such a good
time. Which, actually, that's not true because last year, I'm going to...
Oh, yeah.
Last year, there was a bunch of, like, high school people there.
Oh.
And...
There was?
Yeah. You remember the... I'm not going to say the name because I want to so bad, but, you know, like... I'll just say the name starts with an R and ends with an owl.
What the fuck?
No. So the girl that he was talking to last year down there
was high school. No fucking way.
And I can't say, but Vayner Nut.
No way. Yeah. Where were they at? The beach?
Yes. Remember the last
that's
year?
That's fucked. See, that part you do have to be careful because it's probably not much. I'd say probably 10% are high schoolers.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hood rat little shitheads that hang out at the back of the beach. You
can't trust them, dude.
But, dude, the girls that they were talking about, and I know, Mia, you're not going to appreciate me talking about this. It had nothing to do with me, so don't even try it. But the friends that we were with that were talking to these certain girls, I cock-blocked one because I had a feeling. I just had a weird feeling about it, and it turned out to be true, so I saved his ass. That's all I got to say, bro. The other one, he kind of just fumbled the bag himself.
But you should also kind of know, though, like, I know some are hard, but some you could just tell by actions that they're in high school.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why I was like, I didn't even see any, because like, maybe I was just blocking them out. I don't know.
And the homie that I was talking about, the two homies that I was talking about, they were far too fucked up. To even tell the
difference. Oh, I know. Well, we all were.
Yeah.
So it could have been anyone, you know? It's just that shit pisses me off because it's like they're not going to tell you. They're not going to be like, hey, I'm in high school.
But it was hilarious that I like cock-blocked.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. He was pissed. It's such a good time though, man. And like we kind of had, me and Sean, since this is going to be our third year straight of going with each other at least. It's like, we kind of have our own little tradition. Like, we always go to that Mexican store.
Yeah, we always we're do our do own it little again. Thing. Like, we hit Panda Express up every
time. You have
time.
To hit Panda at least once while you're there.
By the way, this Panda Express is different, bro.
Like, yeah,
this
it's Panda different. Express I know you're like, thinking, like, everybody knows there's that one restaurant where it's, like, it's always good, but there's a certain place or somewhere where it just hits different. That's actually insane. And people are going to be mad at me. Try the Taco John's in Douglas, Wyoming, man. It hits different. I don't give a fuck.
It does get crazy.
I've had all sorts of Taco John's. The one in Douglas hits different. And maybe it's all the crackheads that work it. I don't know. But all I know is they fucking know how to whip it up.
And it's not just fucking the fact that this Panda Express is in Lake Havasu. It's literally the nicest Panda Express I've ever been to in my life.
And it's also nostalgic. One day, me and Sean, man, we were... This was our first year we went. Which, the first year we went, it was just me and Sean with a bunch of girls.
We were longboarding.
So we were longboarding, bro. And we didn't realize how far we were going to end up longboarding. And we ended up longboarding like fucking 8 miles.
It was pretty nuts. And then, by the way, the first part was downhill. So that means when we were going back, we were pretty much just walking uphill because it was so fucking
And that Panda smacked so different because we were just going crazy. And that's when you ate shit too.
Yeah, I was going downhill. I was like carving on the longboard. And I like went to shoot up this driveway. And the sidewalks there, they're not like regular driveways, bro. They're like bumps and then the driveway is like up the bump.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see that, and so I hit the bump, and just flung me fucking face first in this driveway. I just ate shit heavy. It was tough.
Oh, Havasu's a good time. I'm excited for that. So, what, you know, keep an eye out for the takeoff, though, on our Instagram and stuff. You know, we posted that.
I think.
Highlight last year.
I know we've been talking about, dude, I keep saying it, the vlog style video.
I think we got to vlog. I really do. And I think every stop, car rides, I think that's going to be the important part. Because I think when we tell people the drive's like one of the funnest parts, I think they look at us weird. Yeah. It's like, dude, you don't understand.
Well, and I was about to say, like, the drop into Vegas is so cool. Like, I made a highlight reel to it before, and I think I was going to post it on, like, the takeoff stuff.
But I think that was Salt Lake, though, in the video, wasn't it?
No, that was Vegas. Oh, really? Because I took it with the cinematic part of my phone. It was sick. But we dropped into Vegas, and it was fucking awesome. Oh, and it was so pretty, and just, like, getting to Vegas in the morning and then seeing that the crackheads are literally active at 8 in the morning.
They don't stop, dude. They just go.
They're active at 10.
Oh, they're in active the fucking morning, bro. All the fucking time.
So we get there. Usually we stop at, like, Caesar's Palace, do a little shopping. I think this year we should switch it up. I think this year we should go to a different, like, bigger mall. I don't know, mall,
but
bro.
Yeah, but Caesar's.
I know. Like, those shoe stores.
Dude, I think there's a part in Caesar's we haven't been. Because I've been seeing these videos where it's like, that's it. It says Caesar's Palace, and I don't remember seeing that.
Hmm. We'll have to figure it out.
It's like more of shopping.
We'll have literally like 5 hours to chill in Vegas. So
I want to go to the pyramid. What's it called?
The Luxor?
The Luxor.
The Luxor is crazy.
I want to go there.
The Luxor's nuts. It's fucking crazy. Oh,
I want to go in the Sphere too.
I want to go in the Sphere too.
The Sphere would be crazy.
But yeah, the Luxor's actually...
Vegas is the coolest fucking town. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Vegas is so dope. Just like the buildings.
Vegas is cool.
The atmosphere of like just it's constantly crazy shit, and yeah, that's a lot, like, but dude, it's not like bad. Well, I'm sure there's bad crazy shit, but it's not like,
bro, there's like,
it's not like inner, like, yeah,
huge shooting there,
like, yeah, no, I know, but not, it's not like inner city Chicago crazy shit, you
dude
know?
I don't know, my auntie,
it's like, she, different crazy,
bro,
shit.
she taught school in Vegas for like,
no,
years,
don't get me wrong,
and her school got
city.
Bombed.
Yeah, it's a big
bombed, motherfucker.
But I'm saying, like, when you're in the actual, like, let's say you're on the Strip, right?
Yeah.
Like, compared to being on the Strip, I don't know, compared to, like, New York.
The Strip is fun because you see some crazy shit, like, dude. Oh.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. You're always entertained.
Dude, our first year going together, we were, like, walking across the street, and there's, like, this crackhead bitch. Dude. I was, like, walking, like, into traffic. Like, she was walking, what would you, head on into traffic.
Yeah, dude. And these cars were, like, stopping.
Yeah, and so she, like, stopped, looked this car. She stopped, looked this car, and just straight shit-whipped her head against the hood.
One of the
car.
Craziest-looking crackheads I've ever seen, dude. It was, and I've seen nuts. A fair share of crackheads. That one was probably one of the
It was actually looking. Nuts. And she just straight up fucking,
mind
boom.
You, this is at, like, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Face, straight face first into the hood of this car. And it was, like, a fucking Hummer. She just straight hit her head on the hood and then just walked away like nothing happened, bro. Like, and I'm not saying, like, she tripped and fell, hit her head. No, she literally folded herself in half to hit her head on the fucking hood, bro. Dude. Like, it was nuts. And then we just left.
Vegas is dope. Havasu's dope. I'm excited for
And the
that.
Final two-hour drive to Havasu from Vegas is also fun.
It's a trip, for sure.
It's fun. Last year, we had Marcus Moon, the other car we were together.
We were going like 80 miles an hour down the road, and you just see this ass just flying by.
This year, we're going to stick probably fireworks up his butt, light him, and then moon the other cars through the windows. Marcus, I'm going to tell you at 5346 to go listen to that, because that's funny, and I think it's
hilarious. Yeah, Marcus, you've seen the video. You know what you have to do, brother. It's not that hard. You know, I'm not doing it. You're doing it.
And guess what? You're in a truck, so everybody will see you, buddy.
Oh, everybody's going to see you.
And I'll get a video of it.
It's for Havasu, so you can't really say no.
Not firecrackers.
Because Garrett, if Garrett's also listening, you're getting a dart to the back again, buddy.
Manny, you too, buddy. Also, yeah.
And Zeke too.
Zeke is getting a dart to every part of his body. Anyways, stinky Zeke. Marcus, we're not going to put a firecracker up there because you would have no ass left. We're going to put like a Roman candle.
That's what Roman candle for sure.
And like tape it to your ass cheeks. Unless you could just keister it. So.
Could do that.
If you could. If you have that power and strength in you, then, you know, more power to you. But if you don't.
For sure.
Then we're just going to tape it to your buttocks. And.
Yeah. Real quick, before we get out of here, though, I just want to talk about some absurd foods because I've been thinking on this since I thought of it earlier. So, absurd foods, right? In my opinion, that's a food where you see someone eat it and you're like, what in the fuck is that person doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my personal opinion. I have two of them that I really want to say. When I see somebody, one, I'll do my mild one because I know a lot of people do this. Me personally, it really just wigs me out. But when people eat packaged tuna.
Like, what, like sauce?
Yeah, that shit is disgusting.
Okay, I disagree with you.
I know there's going to be a lot of disagreements on that, but that's not my main one.
Here's the thing, I don't eat tuna. I don't think it's the grossest. However, I've had it in like tuna mac and cheese and shit. It's not that bad.
But I don't mess around with that. But my number one, and this sucks because I know if my parents are listening, they're going to be like, well, you used to eat them because they used to say this shit to me all the time. But it was like, this was before I was, you know, actually knew what the fuck I was eating. I was just eating what you guys gave me.
Yeah.
Vienna sausages, man. I cannot do Vienna sausages.
Why?
The look of them, the way they taste, bruh. I know
what,
that taste.
What is a Vienna sausage?
You don't know what a Vienna sausage is? Yes, you do. Like the canned little sausages that come in like this weird like jelly like.
Oh, yeah. Like the baby sausages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They taste like shit.
They look like hot dogs?
Kind of. I mean, not really.
They're like mini hot dogs.
Kind of. I don't know if you're thinking of the right thing. They're disgusting. And that right there, can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
See, you were thinking like absurd foods isn't like that. But I was like, yeah, those.
They disgusting, look like mini hot dogs. Bro. Look at them.
They're mini hot dogs.
Why does it want me to buy them, bro?
Like, I think when I'm thinking absurd food, I'm thinking literally the worst food I could think of. And what?
Look at that.
It doesn't look that bad.
Have you ever had one?
Yes. When I was
they're disgusting. Yeah, I used to have them too.
I think when I think of absurd foods, I think of like some crazy shit, like some Chinese shit, like when they were eating fucking bat soup. Yeah. Over there. Like
that shit, or like when you ever see the videos where they eat the like fish that's still moving.
Yeah, or like the rats that they literally rip their heads off.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
mice.
Bro.
Like that
we're
is
not
what
I'm we're not gonna get into what they do over there in Asia, man. Cause I'm not even counting that as food.
I mean
this is like absurd food. So it's still yes, it's food. I'm not counting theirs as food.
I think that the bat soup is what caused COVID, bro. Not gonna lie.
Remember when they were actually like saying that was like part of it?
Yeah, bro, because they were fucking eating bats.
Yeah, but it didn't come from bats, bro.
I know, but dude, how the fuck do you have the balls to eat a fucking bat, bro?
A bat is literally a rat with wings, though. It seriously is.
I know.
And they're blind, too.
No, they're not. That's a myth.
They are blind.
Look it up. It's a myth.
No, they're actually blind.
It's a myth. They can do the eco shit with their
ears. Yes, because they're fucking blind.
They're not blind.
Completely blind, but they're blind, bro.
No.
Yes, they fucking are.
That's like saying they only fly at night. It's not true.
They're nocturnal. They are that, too.
Dude, no.
Yes, they fucking are.
They might be nocturnal, but they're not blind. Bats are not blind. Fuck you. They can see quite well using their eyes. Suck my dick.
Bro.
Suck my ball.